创世纪。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis.
创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter one.
第一节。
Verse one.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
然后我们看启示录第二十一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 21.
第一节。
Verse one.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth.For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea.
我们再回头创世纪第一章。
Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1.
第二节。
Verse 2.
地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
And the earth became formless and void, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep.
这里的渊在原文就是海的深处。
In the deep here,In the original text, it is the death of the sea.
所以可以说是海面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。
So we can read it as it is that the darkness was upon the face of the deep, on the surface, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
我们圣经暂时就读这么多。
That will be all scriptural references for now.
我们这一次聚在一起，早晨的时候，我们一同来看神永远的旨意。
As we meet together at this conference, in the morning, we'll spend time into the eternal will of God.
我们特别从圣经中的第一卷和最后一卷圣经来看它。
Especially looking into this matter from the first book and the last book of the Bible.
神说他是 Alpha, 他也是 Omega.
God said he is Alpha and Omega.
创世纪乃是一本 Alpha 的书。
Genesis is an Alpha book.
而启示录乃是一本 Omega 的书。
And Revelation is an Omega book.
如果我们要知道宇宙的起源，读创世纪。
If we want to know the origin of the universe, read Genesis.
如果我们要看宇宙的结局，读启示录。
If we want to know the consummation of the universe, read Revelation.
我们如果要知道人从哪里来，
If we want to know where man is from,
创世纪。
Genesis.
如果我们要知道人往哪里去。
If we want to know where man is going, Revelation.
如果我们要明白人活着为什么，
If we want to know why man is living,
那就是从创世纪到启示录整本六十六卷的圣经。
It is all 66 books of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
我们昨天已经看见过创世纪跟启示录有一种的对称，叫做中央的对称。
Yesterday we already read, share that there is a symmetry in Genesis and Revelation, and that is a mirror symmetry.
我们用中文和英文的两个句子来形容那个中央的对称。
We're able to use Chinese sentences and English sentences to express that mirror symmetry.
中文有一句话就是“上海自来水，水来自海上”。
That is the Chinese sentence.
结果你可能你可以从左边读到右边，你也可以从右边读到左边。
As a result, you can read the sentence from left to right or right to left.
所以我们说这个对称叫做镜子的对称，叫 mirror symmetry.
We call this a mirror symmetry.
在英文的句子里面有一句就是 Isaac loves Rebecca as much as Rebecca loves Isaac.
And there is a sentence.That is read in the same way.
所以你看见，无论你从左边往右边读，或者右边往左边读，你看有个很美丽的对称在那里。
So regardless of which direction you read it, from left to right or right to left, you can see a very beautiful symmetry there.
那现在我们用这样的对称来明白主的话。
Likewise, we want to use such a symmetry to understand the Word of God.
因为圣灵是用创世纪来解释启示录，也是用启示录来解释创世纪。
So the Holy Spirit uses Genesis to explain Revelation and Revelation to explain Genesis.
当你读创世纪的时候
，As you read Genesis,
你知道神不喜悦知识善恶树的果子。
You know that God is not pleased with the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
但是呢，神又没有在知识善恶树的附近用基路伯的火箭把它。把它围起来。
Yet you see that God did not surround the tree of the knowledge of good and evil with cherubims with the flaming sword.
神创造人给人一个自由的意志。
When God created man, he gave man a free will.
人可以说是，人也可以说不。
Man is able to say yes or no.
但这并不表示神没有旨意。
Yet that does not represent God does not have his will.
神要完成他的旨意。
God will fulfill his will.
神不能压勉强亚当和夏娃。
God will not force Adam and Eve.
但是神的确给亚当和的确给亚当暗示。
Yet God does give Adam his hint.
神说所有树上的果子都可以吃。
God said you can eat of all the fruit of the trees.
只是那棵树不可以吃。
Except do not eat of that tree.
但是和那棵树在一起的乃是生命树。
And the tree that is next to that tree is the tree of life.
所以那个暗示很明显，神心中所要的乃是生命树。
That hint is very clear. It shows us in God's heart, it is the tree of life.
因为生命在他里头。
Because the life is in him.
整个宇宙只有一个生命。
In the whole universe, there's only one life.
只有基督的生命才是生命。
Only the life of Christ is life.
而这个生命乃在他里头。
And this life is in him.
如果人接受生命树的果子。
If man received the life in the tree of life.
那神的目的终于就能完成。
Then the will of God will be done.
所以神的旨意和人的拣选发生很密切的关系。
Therefore, the will of God is closely related to man's choice.
所以我们猜想生命树应该是神最是神心中的旨意。
Therefore, we're able to understand that the tree of life is in the central theme of God's will.
但是我们怎么能很有把握呢
？Therefore, how can we be assured of that?
当你读到启示录最后，你就很清楚。
When we read the end of Genesis, at the end of Revelation, very clear.
同样是在花园里。
Likewise, it is in the garden.
那创世纪是花园，到了启示录乃是花园的城。
In Genesis, it is the garden. In Revelation, it is the garden city.
但是你看见在伊甸园里面有两棵树。
But you can see in the Garden of Eden, there were two trees.
到了启示录最后只有一棵树。
In Revelation, at the end, there was only one tree.
你看现在神工作最后的结果，你看见知识善恶树不见了。
Now you can see at the end, at the consummation of God's work, there is no more tree of knowledge of good and evil.
因为就是那棵树带进死亡的。
Because it is that tree that brought forth death.
现在不再有咒诅，不再有悲哀，不再有死亡。
There will be no more curse, no more pain, no more death.
因为只有一棵树。
Because there's only one tree.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看见神是用启示录来解释创世纪。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, now you can see God uses Genesis, Revelation to explain Genesis.
我不知道大家有没有有的时候你到机场就会找一些地方。
I don't know. For example, sometimes brothers and sisters, when we're at the airport, we may look for certain places.
有的时候你找到要你需，比方说有的时候我在机场上，我就希望能找洗手间。
For example, sometimes when I'm at the airport, I want to seek out the restroom.
但有的时候我只看见女士们的洗手间。
Sometimes I only see the ladies' restroom.
但是我大概知道男士的洗手间在哪里。
But because I saw that, I'm able to realize where close by there is a men's room.
你看见男士的洗手跟女士的洗手一定是对称的。
You can see the men's room and the ladies' rooms are always symmetric.
所以如果你读创世纪、读启示录的话
，So when you read Genesis and Revelation,
你就会发现它是彼此解释的。
You can see they explain one another.
那创世纪第一章第一节告诉我们，起初神创造天地。
Now Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 says, In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth.
就在第一章第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
你看太阳创造好。
You can see the sun was created.
星星月亮创造好。
The stars, the moon were created.
地球也创造好。
The earth was created.
你不要以为说太阳是第四天，不是的。
Do not think the sun was created on the fourth day, no.
虽然第四天提到太阳。
Even though the sun is mentioned on the fourth day.
那是对地球的情形来说的。
That is speaking in terms of the earth.
地球后来走了样子了，不，它出了事情了。
The earth changed because something went wrong.
所以你看见光没有办法照透到地球上。
You're able to see that the light cannot penetrate upon the earth.
所以那是后来的故事。
That is a story afterwards.
但是最早太阳、星星、月亮的故事，乃是在创世纪第一章第一节。
But at the very beginning, Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, the story of the sun, the moon, and the stars.
创世纪第一章的目的不是要告诉我们神怎么创造天地，不是。
Chapter 1 of Genesis, the purpose of it is not to tell us how God created the heaven and the earth.
圣灵要把他心中的旨意要告诉我们。
The Holy Spirit wants to tell us the central theme in his heart.
好像一个照相的人，现在他要拍一幅的图画，要拍一幅的景象。
It is like a photographer who wants to take a picture.
希望将来子子孙孙都能看见这一幅美丽的图画。
He desires all his descendants can see such a beautiful picture.
他一拿起照相机，你看是一般的景色。
When he picks up the camera, it is just the background in general.
但是这个不是他心中想要拍的。
Yet this is not the picture he desires to take in his heart.
等一等，你看他的焦距，他的镜头的焦距。 距就集中在一个地方。
A little bit later, you can see the focus of the camera is focused on one central theme.
然后你看在它的焦点里面，一堆的新人，美丽的新人出现在那个图画里面。
You're able to see then the focal point is upon a new couple, and the new couple appears in the picture.
那个湖山，那个湖和山那些的景色实在是美丽。
The lake, the mountains, the scenery, indeed, it is beautiful.
但他心中所巴望告诉人的，乃是在这个湖山美丽的湖山的背景里面有一个主要的人物，乃是一对的新人。
Yet the picture which he wants to express to us behind, in front of the beautiful scenery, it is focused on this new couple.
现在这个摄影师希望全世界都知道他们心中的喜悦。
This photographer wants the whole world to know what is the pleasure in his heart.
所以等一等，你就发现他那个镜头的焦点很明显的是注重在新郎和新妇的脸上。
A bit later, we're able to see again the focus shifts and is focused upon the faces of the bride and the groom.
然后这个摄影师就能给这个世界留下一幅非常美丽的照片。
Therefore, the photographer is able to have a very beautiful picture for the world to see.
这就是创世纪第一章和第二章。
This is Genesis chapter 1 and 2.
第一章第一节，起初神创造天地。
Chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
感谢主，你看见这是整个的宇宙。
We thank the Lord. We can see that is all the universe.
但神的心不在那里。
Yet God's heart is not there.
这个不过是背景。
This is only the background.
现在圣灵立刻把我们的镜头，把我们带到给我们看，他的镜头就集中在我们的地球上。
Immediately, the focus of the Holy Spirit shows us it is upon the earth.
所以从第一章第二节一直到第二章第三节，你看整个的镜头是注意在地球上。
Therefore, we can see all the focus of the camera from Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 to Genesis chapter 2, verse 3.
第一章第一节是宇宙的故事。
Chapter 1, verse 1 is the story of the universe.
然后剩下的地球的故事。
What is remaining is the story of the earth.
神说要有光，就有了光，是对地球来说的。
When God said, "Let there be light," and there was light, that is speaking to the earth.
神在创世纪第一章第一节已经创造光了。
God has already created light in Genesis 1:1.
所以我们读圣经得把它读清楚才可以。
So as we read the scriptures, we must read carefully and clearly.
到了第六天，神创造人。
On the sixth day, God created man.
你看，这是大概的情形。
You can see this is the general what happened.
但是圣灵要让我们看见神把一样东西放在他的心上。
Yet the Holy Spirit wants to see that God has placed something in his heart.
到了第二章，你看见神在伊甸园里面就创造了亚当和夏娃。
Chapter 2, you can see God has created Adam and Eve.
所以给我们看见到了第二章，那是人类的故事。
When we see chapter 2, we're able to see the story of man.
人算什么？你竟把他放在心上。
What is man that thou art mindful of him?
你看见这是约伯所告诉我们。
You can see that is told to us by Job.
如果你问神说，神啊，在这个宇宙里面，你把人放在一个什么位置上？
If you were to ask God, God, what place, what position have you placed man in the universe?
神说，他把我们放在他的心上。
God says he has placed us upon his heart.
所以现在，当圣灵给我们创世第一章、第二章的时候。
Now it's the Holy Spirit gives us Genesis chapter 1 and 2.
他的目的是希望，他的目的是希望我们能够，希望我们能够明白神永远的旨意。
His purpose is in order for us to know and understand the eternal will of God.
所以实在说来，这里没有告诉我们神怎么创造天地。
In fact, God did not clearly express to us how he created the heaven and the earth.
神后来怎么重施旧山河，神后来怎么收拾重整这个地球，这个我们知道的。
We know the story of how God rearranged the earth. We know that part.
这个我们知道。
We know that.
但是起初怎么创造天地，圣经没有告诉我们。
Yet in the beginning, how God created the heaven and the earth, it is not told to us in the scripture.
当全家人在一起吃饭的时候，
when we eat together as a family,
那兄弟姊妹都知道这是妈妈烧的菜。
Brothers and sisters know that this dinner is made by mother.
那么现在有一条鱼摆在中间。
Now there's a fish on the table.
那现在问题就是妈妈怎么烧这个鱼？
Now the question is, how did mom make the fish?
如果妈妈没有告诉我们的话，
if the mother did not tell us,
那么你可以猜的，
you can guess.
你可以看看那个烧鱼的样子，很可能它是微波里面烧出来的。
You can see by the how the fish looks, you can see how it is cooked.
它是怎么从微波里烧出来
的？ It is from the microwave.
那么它是从微波里烧出来的呢，还是在炉里面，还是怎么样？我们不知道。
By the look on the fish, you can see how it's cooked in the microwave or how it's cooked.
那么现在你要知道的乃是根据妈妈已经做好的菜，你大概可以推测。推到很可能这个鱼乃是从 microwave 里面拿出来。
Now, from what has already been done, we can guess and see by the look of it how it came about. Maybe it came from the microwave.
神没有告诉我们他怎么创造这个宇宙。
God did not tell us how he created this universe.
不过他在这个宇宙里面放了一些谜面。
Yet he has found a place in the universe a lot of data.
然后呢，我们叫科学家们就根据这些谜面。猜想大概当初的宇宙是怎么开始。
And all the scientists, based on all the data they have collected, can guess how the universe was formed.
他们可以猜想对，他们也可能猜想错。
Their guess may be right or wrong.
我举个简单例子。
I give you a very simple example.
如果你要知道这个宇宙是怎么开始。
If you want to know how the universe began.
你必须有一个假定才可以。
You must have a hypothesis.
你要假定说宇宙开始到现在所有物理的定律从来没有改变过。
You must have this hypothesis that since the beginning of the universe till now, all the laws have remained the same, nothing changed.
这是你的假定。
That is what you have
hypothesized. 如果这个假定没有错的话
，If what you have hypothesized is correct,
你大概知道宇宙大概有多久的年龄。
You might say you might know how long the universe has been.
这里面大概是什么样的故事
？You can have a somewhat of an idea of the story.
所以我们只能够说，所有科学家们只能谦卑。如果我们的假设没有错的话
，So you can say all the scientists they can humbly only say perhaps if what we have hypothesized is correct.
如果这是对的话，那这是我们的结论。
If that is correct, then this is our conclusion.
实在说来，在每一个科学的发现的背后。都是这个态度的。
To be honest, all the discovery of science behind this is the same attitude.
伟大的数学家 Gauss 怎么说呢
？What does the great mathematician Gauss say?
他说，微小的学识叫人远离神。
It says that even the mathematics tells us to depart away from God.
微小的学识。很少很少的知识叫我们远离神。
It is the small knowledge that causes us to depart away from God.
乃是渊博的学识叫我们能够亲近神。
But it is the great knowledge that causes us to draw near to God.
许多时候我们读书读科学，我们因为我们知道很多。
Many times when we read the textbook, when we read science, it tells us a lot.
一个真正懂得科学的人。
Yet one who truly knows science.
他知道他自己有几个不知道。
He knows how many questions that he has.
No,
how many don't knows that he have.
You know how many unknowns.
You know how many unknowns.
今天许多时候我们不知道我们有多少个 unknowns.
Today, we don't know how many unknowns we have.
一个真正知道自己有几个不知道的人才是宇宙中最伟大的人。
One who truly knows how many unknowns he has is the greatest person.
所以我们晓得说，今天如果科学家们大概知道宇宙是怎么开始的。
So we can say if the scientists somewhat have an idea of the beginning of the universe.
他只能说，如果我们的假定没有错误的话，就是这个结论。
The only thing they can claim if what we have hypothesized is correct, then this is our conclusion.
但是没有一个人曾经从创造的第一秒一直到现在，他自己完全经过的没有。
Yet there's no one who have existed from the first second of creation until now. No.
所以没有一个人做过这个实验。
There's no one that have done this experience.
没有一个人可以大胆地说这是我的结论。
No one can boldly say this is my conclusion.
从创造的头一秒钟到现在，唯有一位是经过的。
There is only one who have experienced this whole time from the first second of creation.
那就是我们的神自己是完全经过的。
And that is our God Himself who have gone through this.
谁最有权威告诉我们宇宙怎么来的
？Who has the authority to tell us where the universe is from?
只有神自己。
Only God Himself.
所以感谢主弟兄。
Therefore, thank the Lord, brothers and sisters. Young brothers and sisters.
你们是最幸福的一般的人。
You're the most blessed ones.
因为在你们的手里有一本圣经。
Because in your hands there is the Bible.
这本圣经它告诉我们从头到尾。 神怎么创造这个宇宙的。
This Bible tells us from the beginning to the end how God created the universe.
这个兄弟可以争了半天，这个菜到底怎么做的？妈妈到底怎么做的
？The brothers and sisters can argue all day long how mom made the dishes.
有的人猜对了，有的人猜错了。
Some may guess correctly, some may guess wrong.
那你现在到底哪个是对的，哪个是错的
？Now in fact, who is right, who is wrong?
妈妈笑嘻嘻的来说：“哦，这个是我从微波里拿出来的。”
The mom can just with a smile on her face, I took this out of the microwave.
我放了点葱，放了点什么，然后炖了一会儿，然后把它拿出来了。
And I did all this, I did that, I steamed it, and I brought it out.
这个知识乃是启示的知识。
This knowledge is a knowledge of revelation.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you see?
这些兄弟姊妹们，他们也有个知识。
All these brothers and sisters around the table have knowledge.
他们是根据这个鱼烧的样子。
Their knowledge is based on how the fish is cooked.
这里面有一些 data.
They have some data there.
然后你用你的理智去推想它。
And using their intellect, they try to guess.
所以你说这个妈妈一定是从微波里拿出来的。
Therefore, they say, Mom, you must have brought this out from the microwave.
因为这里面有一些的现象告诉我们，不可能是经过火、经过炉或者经过油炸过的，不是的。
Because by the phenomenon on the fish, they cannot have gone through the fire or the stove or the oil.
那兄弟们所做的就是科学家们今天所做的。
So what the brothers and sisters around the table are doing, or what the scientists are doing today?
但是很可惜，我们在学校里读了一点点的书。
Unfortunately, we studied a bit in school.
我们就以为我们知道。
We think we know.
其实你不知道，你有多少个不知道。
In fact, though, we do not know how much unknowns we have.
有的人圣经不可靠。
Some say the Bible is not trustworthy.
不可能有什么，不可能有神迹。
It is impossible that the miracles exist.
所以他们说什么叫神迹呢
？So they say, what are miracles?
他们说凡是违反自然定律的，就是神迹。
They say all the miracles are those that have gone against the natural laws.
所以你看见他们认为不可能有神迹，你看见吗
？Therefore, they say there is impossible for miracles to exist.
但是如果你问他的话
，But if you ask them,
请你告诉我宇宙中的自然的定律你知道了多少
？If you ask them how much of the laws of nature in the universe do you know?
你看见他回答不出来。
You can see they cannot give you an answer for that.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Therefore, brothers,
今天我们需要收集。出来的知识。
Today, with all the collected data that we have,
这个我们需要的。
We need that.
我们但是不要忘记，这个知识乃是科学家们他们所得到的知识。
Yet, do not forget all this data that's collected is only gained by the scientists.
但是讲到宇宙的时候。
Yet, when you speak of the universe,
你看见我们需要一个知识是从启示来的。
We need a knowledge that is from revelation.
就好像妈妈告诉我们。
It is just like the mom telling us that.
所以我想这个就变成非常清楚了。
Therefore, it will become extremely clear.
让妈妈来告诉我。
Let the mom tell you.
让神话来告诉我。
Let the word of God tell us.
所以在座很多年轻人，学校里面老师告诉你，科学家也告诉你。
Therefore, the young people sitting here, it tells you in the textbook. The teachers tell you.
那今天让我来告诉你，神怎么告诉我。
Let me tell you today what God tells us.
神的创造。和神的启示不会冲突。
The creation of God and the word of God will not contradict.
所以第一章第一节说，起初神创造。
Therefore, chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth.
到了这个启示录二十一章，你看见新天新地出现。
And then Revelation chapter 21, you can see the new heaven and the new earth.
那么新天新地怎么出现的
？How did the new heaven and new earth come about?
那里只告诉我们过去的天和地都过去了。
There only tells us the first heaven and the first earth passed away.
开始跟结束，我们只知道起初神创造天地，我们知道最后你看见新天新地来到地上。
The beginning and the end, we only know God created heaven and the earth at the end, the new heaven and the new earth.
圣经没有告诉我们详细的故事。
The Bible did not give us a detailed story.
如果你真的要知道新天新地怎么开始的
，If you want to know how new heaven and new earth came about,
你需要读彼得后书才可以。
You must read 2 Peter.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you see?
开始和结尾的时候，我们的主只圣灵只是把他永远的旨意要启示给我们。
At the beginning, at the end, the only Holy Spirit only revealed to us.His heart.
到底神怎么创造天和地
？In fact, how did God create the heaven and earth?
到底新天新地是怎么出现的
？In fact, how did the new heaven and new earth come about?
圣灵没有说。
The Holy Spirit did not say.
但这个并不是告诉我们他从来没有说。
Yet it does not mean he has never spoken.
不过那个不在创世纪，也不在启示录。
That is not in Genesis or Revelation.
那在其他神的话语里。
It is in the other words of God.
所以我们来看一下这个彼得后书。
If we look to 2 Peter.
彼得后书第三章。
If we look at 2 Peter chapter 3,
第十节
verse 10,
但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声，废去有行职的都要被烈火消化。
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heaven shall pass away with a great voice, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
地和其上的物都要烧尽。
The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up.
我们特别注意一下，我们看见这个旧天旧地后来是怎么废去的。
Pay special attention to how the old heaven and the old earth were passed away.
那日天必大有响声废去。
It shall pass away with a great noise.
有行职的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽。
And the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up.
这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁？怎样敬虔？
Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness?
切切仰望神的日子来到。
Looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God.
那在那日天被火烧就消化了，有行止的都要被烈火融化。
Wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
但我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地，有义居在其中。
Nevertheless, we according to his promise look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness.
所以这里给我们看见旧天津旧地，乃是因为有一个大的声音，结果就废去了。
Here we can see the heavens and earth shall pass away with a great noise.
那因着那个大的响声，所以所有的有形质的就通通消化了。
Because of that great noise, all the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
然后新天新地就出现了。
And then the new heaven and new earth will come about.
圣经说有义居住在其中。
The scripture said, wherein dwells righteousness.
所以你可以说，在一个很大的响声以后，在一声霹雳以后，你看见新天新地终于诞生了。
You can see then, in other words, it is a great noise that the old earth and old heaven has passed away, and the new heaven and new earth has come about.
所以你如果仔细读圣经的话，你看见这是旧天旧地怎么废去，然后新天新地怎么诞生。
If you read carefully the scriptures, you can see how the old heaven and old earth has passed away, and how new heaven and new earth come.
虽然我们不知道旧天起初神创造的创世纪起初神创造天地神怎么创造的。
Even though Genesis 1:1, we don't know in the beginning how God created heaven and the earth.
但是这里你应用对称的原则。
But here, if we use the principle of symmetry,
你几乎可以猜想当初神创造天地的时候，你看你也是一声霹雳的。
You can say that in the beginning, in the creation, you can see there's a great noise.
所以当科学家们在那里猜想，在那里研究的时候，他们告诉我们说，现在大部分的科学家相信说，原来的宇宙是从一声霹雳开始的。
So you can see all the scientists as they come together with a theory on the creation of the universe, they come with this theory that was by Big Bang.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不知道这个对还是不对，这个并不重要。
Brothers and sisters, we don't know if that's correct or not.
但是我们知道说新天新地是在一声霹雳以后诞生的。
But we know the new heaven and earth came about because of a great noise.
所以也许神当初创造天地在创世纪的时候。
Perhaps, maybe in Genesis, when God created the heaven and the earth.
那很可能就像科学家们他们所得的结论一样。
It may be as the conclusion from the scientists.
你看见说果然是一声的霹雳，然后你看见现在我们的天和地就诞生了。
That it may be from a great noise, then the earth and the heaven came about.
但是当我们读到第二节的时候。
Yet when we read verse 2.
你看见地就变了样子。
You can see the earth changed.
地变成空虚混沌。
The earth became formless and void.
而且它被海洋包围起来了。
And it was covered.
海洋包围起来。
It was covered by the sea.
那么 by the ocean。
By the ocean。
那么等到我们读到新天新地，读到启示录二十一章的时候。
And when you read Revelation chapter 21, 22。
圣经告诉我不再有海了。
It tells us there's no more sea.
所以可见海是神不喜悦。
You're able to see that God is not pleased with the sea.
所以乃是等到地球出了事情以后，地球才有海的。
It is only when something went wrong with the earth, there's the sea.
你记不记得主耶稣从海中经过有风暴的时候，他就斥责风和海。
Do you remember when our Lord Jesus walked on the water, he rebuked the wind and the sea?
他就把鬼就赶到猪群里面，2000条猪就鬼赶到猪群里面，然后就掉到海里面去。
Do you also recall that he cast the demons into the swine and swine went tumbling down into the sea?
所以你如果仔细读圣经的话，
So if you read carefully the scripture,
你看海是神不喜悦。
You can see God is not pleased with the sea.
这样我们知道在天上。
We know in heaven,
在神的宝座前有玻璃海。
On the throne of God, there is a glass, a sea of glass.
但是那个不是海。
That is not sea.
那个乃是玻璃海。
That is a sea of glass.
有海的壮丽，但是没有海的汹涌。
It has the majesty of the sea, yet it does not have the fierceness of the sea.
那弟兄姊妹，你看见海的汹涌和海的翻腾，你看见这个直接。你看见这个背后有一个原因的。
Brothers and sisters, when you see how fierce the sea is and how the waves are, there's a reason behind that.
所以等到地球变了样子以后。
Yet after the earth changed.
那么我们知道为什么地球变了样子。
We know why the earth changed form.
本来地球是美丽的。
It was beautiful.
那因为撒旦背叛以后。
Because after the judgment of Satan.
他率撒旦背叛。
After he was judged, after he rebelled.
那么结果他和他的使者。
He and his messengers,
他和他 followers,
and his followers,
结果就被从神的宝座、神的同在面前就赶到地上来。
From the throne of God's presence, from God's presence, he was cast into the sea.
不光是地球，而且地球的外太空。
Not only on the earth, but even on the atmosphere of the earth.
也许是我们的太阳系。
It may be even in our solar system.
所以看，你看见今天许多人拜太阳。
Now you're able to see many worship the sun.
许多人拜月亮。
Many worship the moon.
但是不光这样。
Not only that.
你看见根据圣经，你看他乃是在撒旦那个乃是空中的掌权者。
According to the Bible, you can see he's the ruler in the air.
他就盘踞在空中的。
He is situated in the air.
很可能就在我们的银河系里面。
Very possibly, he is in our solar system.
In our galaxy. 那么在，所以你看，你今天有很多星象学 astrology.
Today you can see there's a lot of astrology.
那么从这个 galaxy 里面许多的星等等的情形，他们就得，你看撒旦就得了敬拜。
You're able to see in the galaxy with all these stars, the astrology, they're able to gain the worship.
等到撒旦被赶到这个地球和地球外太空的时候。
And when you see when Satan was cast into the earth and the atmosphere.
你看见整个地球就受了审判。
You can see even the earth was judged.
因为那个时候地球上有一些活物也跟着撒旦背叛。
Because there are some living creatures on the earth that also rebelled with Satan.
你读圣经的时候，圣经没有告诉我们怎么回事。
When you read the Bible, it does not tell us exactly what happened.
圣经只是告诉我们地变成空虚混沌。
The Bible only tells us the earth became formless and void.
然后有海包围在整个地球上。
And the ocean covered it.
那么证明说这一段时间是长久在神的审判之下。
It proves to us for a long period of time it was under the condemnation of God.
如果神审判的话
，If God judges，
就叫你想起启示录最后的七个碗。
You are able to recall the seven bowls in Revelation.
你看神可以叫一个烧灼的山就撞到地球上。
You are able to see how God can cause a burning mountain to crash into the earth.
神也可以让彗星撞击到地球上。
God can also have the comets crash onto the earth.
每一次的打击就代表神的审判。
And each of these impacts represent a judgment from
God. 我们不知道过去如何，但是将来如何，我们知道。
We don't know how the past was, but we know what will happen.
你知道将来神怎么对付撒旦和他跟随他的人。
You know how God will deal with Satan and his followers.
你看见结果，你看整个的地球就受了审判了。
As a result, you can see the whole earth was judged.
整个地球就受了打击了。
All the earth were impacted.
神用外太空里面的一些小行星，就像烧的火山，就撞到地球上来。
God uses the elements in the outer space in these little stars that they crash down as a burning mountain.
所以详细我们不清楚。
We don't know the details.
但是我们知道这个地球一定经过审判。
Yet we know the earth was truly judged.
现在科学家们慢慢明白过来。
Now the scientists somewhat begin to know.
在6500年前。
6,500 years ago. There is like a burning comet, a burning mountain that crashed into the Gulf of Mexico.
在那个以前, 大概 1.5 billion years, 那么长的时间,
Before that, about 1.5 billion years ago, there was the dinosaurs that roamed the earth.
根据神的创造,
According to the creation of God,
蜜蜂不可能长得像狮子一样。
The bee cannot grow into the body of a lion. That is impossible. Because God has limited his body.
但是等到当时所有的活物起来背叛的时候
But when all the living creatures rebelled against God
你看本来爬虫像壁虎那样的
You can see the creeping things are just like the lizard
根本长不大的
They cannot grow to very large
现在你看见畸形的发展
Now you can see they have expanded
Now as more abnormally
they have abnormally responded grow
那么结果就变成像恐龙一样
Now they grow to be like dinosaurs
长的时候可以100英尺
When they are so long they can be 100 meters
高可以60英尺
They can be 60 meters high.
他们是吃肉的,
they eat meat.
但是他们不是哺乳动, 不是哺乳动, 他们就是爬虫,
they are creeping things.
就是, reptile.
They're reptiles.
所以你看见这个就属于这一类的,
they are that type, that species.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
当有长久的时间是恐龙盘踞了整个的世界,
there's an extremely long period of time that it was that dinosaurs who was on earth.
你看见这些恐龙的时候,
when you see these dinosaurs,
你就知道说是撒旦盘踞了整个的世界,
you know it is Satan who has have dominion in this world.
那么更早一点呢,
even before that,
那科学家告诉我们说,
the scientists tell us,
又是一次的星球撞到地球上来
And maybe yet another comet that crashed into the earth
在那个以前
And before that
许多 crocodile 许多的鳄鱼盘踞在地球上
There are many crocodiles in this earth
所以那一次撞击到地球上 结果所有的鳄鱼都不见了
So after that impact all the crocodiles extinct
然后恐龙才出现
And then the dinosaurs came about
让我们记得
Let us remember
到底过去发生什么事
Exactly what happened in the past
现在科学家们能够找出
Now, the scientists are able to have a lot of evidence
证明说这个地球曾经经过5次大的打击
to prove that the earth was greatly impacted 5 times
生命几乎要消灭
that all the life perished
换句话说,
In other words,
从我们的角度来看,
today when we look at it,
那就是像5个碗一样倒在这个地球上,
it is just like the 5 bowls that was poured on the earth.
所以弟兄姊妹,你看见吗? 这是过去, 还有将来。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, that's the past and there's the future.
你看见过去5次大的打击,
you can see the 5 great impacts in the past.
但是最后有7个大的打击,
at the end, there will be 7 great impacts.
圣经称它是7个碗,
the Bible calls it the 7 bowls.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
You can see.
结果最后, 你看见神就完成了他的审判。
At the end, after God's judgment is done,
讲到海的时候,
when you speak of the sea,
那么科学家长久就问, 这个海到底从什么地方来?
The scientists always ask for the longest time, where did the sea come from?
他们一直找不到答案。
They cannot find the answer.
因为如果这个根据科学家所明白的这个太阳是怎么形成的,
Because according to the knowledge of the scientists, how the sun was formed,
你没有办法解释海这个东西。
There's no way for you to explain about the matters of the sea.
慢慢的大家就明白过了。
Gradually, they come to understand.
你如果拿彗星来研究的话,
if you take a star,
no, comet,
a comet,
你看见就彗星每次来到地球附近的时候,
each time the comet passes along the earth,
你发现它的背后一定拖着个尾巴的。You
can see there's a tail of the comet.
它所拖的尾巴严格说来就是冰冻的海水。
The tail of the comet, to be very strict, is actually water that is icy, is cold.
里面的海水和我们地上的海水是一模一样的。
The water contained in the tail is exactly the same as the sea on earth.
你怎么知道太阳不是原来地球就有的呢？这个太阳不是原来就有的呢？
How do we know that the sun was not already there?
你知道如果你知道什么东西太阳系本来就有的？
Do you know that the solar system already exists?
比方说你到了太阳里面。
For example, if you go to the sun,
你看见太阳里面有很多的氢气。
You can see there are many
hydrogen
in the sun.
那么然后呢, 还有比较重一点的氢气。
And there are some hydrogen that is a little more heavy.
那么这两种氢气, 你若来把它比较一下的话,
And if you compare these two hydrogens,
在太阳系里面,
in the solar system,
如果你有一万个, 如果你有一万个普通的氢气的话,
if you have 10,000 particles of the hydrogen,
大概只有三颗 但只有三颗，就如果你有一万颗氢原子的话，你大概只有这个三颗是比较重一点的氢。
Now you have ten thousand particles of these common hydrogen. You only have about three of these particles that are more heavy.
那这样你就知道一定是太阳系里面的东西。
Now you realize that it is in the solar system.
如果现在你拿太地球的海洋拿来算一算的话
，If you calculate the sea in the earth.
你发现说它里面的氢气和普通重一点氢那个比例不是一万跟三的比例，不是的。
You can see the comparison, the ratio of the hydrogen in the sea is not 10,000 to 3.
你发现是一万跟一百五十的比例。
You discover it is 10,000 and 150.
所以你知道这个东西一定不是从太阳系来的。
You know that then this.A matter of the sea is not from the solar system.
所以这个一定是外来的。
It must come from outside.
结果科学家们发现说，你如果看注意到那个彗星背后所带来的海水的比例，刚好是一万跟一百五十那个的比例。
If you notice, then the scientists from the data said the tail of the comet, the particles found there is exactly 10,000 to 150.
所以现在科学家们很清楚地相信。
Now the scientists clearly believe.
我们地球的海洋从什么地方来
？Where does the sea of the earth come from？
曾经有一度不知道过程如何，有许多的彗星就撞到地球上来了。
There was in past history, we don't know the details, but many comets crashed onto the earth.
那结果就是就我们今天的海洋。
And it became the sea of this world.
所以我们明白了，这个原来是和彗星撞地球发生关系。
Now we discover it has to do with the impact of comets onto the earth.
那这种的撞击和神的审判发生关系的。
This kind of phenomenon, what happened, has to do with the judgment of God.
这个应该就是神审判里面的一部分。
This should be a part of God's judgment.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
现在你明白
？Now you understand.
现在你看见说，所以等到这个撒旦坠落的时候
，Now you know that when Satan was cast down.
特别撒旦坠落，圣经说明亮的晨星啊，你何竟坠落？
Especially in the Bible, it tells the star of the morning. Why have you fallen? It's the morning star.
明亮的星
The morning stars.
No, bright star.
The bright star.
你怎么会从天降下来
？Why have you fallen from heaven?
还有圣经告诉我们说，等到天使，等到这个魔鬼跟着撒旦背叛的时候。
And then the Bible also tells us when the followers also were judged.
他们被摔下来的时候。
When they were cast down.
那我们眼睛看见什么
？What does our eye see?
我们眼睛看见了三分之一的星辰。掉撞到地上来。
We see a third of the stars, they fall onto the earth.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
你能想象到等到神当初把撒旦和天使把他赶到地球上来的时候
，We know that when God will cast down Satan and his followers onto the earth.
天使是个灵
，The angels are spirits.
你看见吗？所以它不是物质的
，It is not material.
可是它表现在物质界上的
，But it's manifested physically.
结果人看见的是三分之一的天使。坠落下来。
What man will see is
三分之一的星辰坠落下来。
What man will see is a third of the stars that will fall.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
我们相信说，因着撒旦背叛的缘故。
We know by the judgment of Satan.
所以你看见曾经的的确确在物理界的表现，的确有彗星撞击到地球上来。
We realize that in the physical world there were comets that crashed onto the earth.
结果你看地球的海就形成了。
We can see then that was how the sea was formed.
感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
等到新天新地出现。
A new heaven and new earth when it shall appear.
圣经说海再也没有。
The scriptures say there's no more sea.
如果你把主的话仔细来读一读。
If you read carefully the word of God.
现在你看见创世纪和启示录。
Now you're able to see Genesis and Revelation.
很清楚的把一幅的图画指明给我。
Very clearly you're able to see this picture.
等到这个地被鳄鱼盘踞的时候。
When it was roamed by the crocodiles.
等到这个地被恐龙盘踞的时候。
When it was roamed by the dinosaurs.
换句话，整个的地球被撒旦盘踞的时候。
In other words, it was dominated by Satan.
你可以说，在宇宙的版图这个地图里面，整个的地球和外太空是沦陷的。
You can see that in the map, in the blueprint of this earth, that the universe has fallen.
所以在这个地区是沦陷的地区。
It is a realm that has fallen.
所以你看见，所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？神的旨意在天上可以通行。
Brothers and sisters, you're able to see God's will is able to be done in heaven.
但是神的旨意在地上不能通行。
But His will cannot be done on earth.
当恐龙盘踞的时候。
When the dinosaurs were.
当鳄鱼盘踞的时候。
When the crocodiles were.
当撒旦盘踞的时候。
When Satan is there.
那么神的旨意怎么能够完成
？How can the will of God be done?
所以主教导我们祷告。
So the Lord teaches us to pray.
但愿神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
现在神的旨意怎么能够行在地上
Now, how is the will of God able to be done on earth?
因着这个缘故
Because of this reason.
现在你看见神说要有光就有
Now you see, God said, let there be light, and there was light.
你看见吗神要在敌人的领土里面
Do you see, in the occupied land of the enemy,
他要做一件事
He is able to do one thing.
这件事和他旨意发生关系
It has to do with his will.
撒旦背叛了
Satan was judged. He
rebelled. 所有他的使者跟着他背叛
All his followers rebelled with him.
那么有人告问说那么神为什么不把撒旦就把他捏死了呢
Well, some may ask, why didn't God just strangle Satan?
你叫撒旦把神把撒旦捏死很容易的
It is very easy for God just to strangle Satan.
神是创造者
Because he is the creator.
撒旦是被造者
Satan was created.
所以如果神把撒旦捏死了
And so if God just strangled him,
你不要忘记还有很多天使。
No, do not forget, there are still many angels.
还有三分之二没有背叛。
There are still two-thirds that did not rebel.
所以他们说神啊，你是创造者。
They say, God, you are the creator.
你把我们这受造的捏死是很容易的。
It is very easy for you just to strangle us.
但是弟兄姊妹
My brothers and sisters,
神难道只让人知道他是有能力的吗？
Does God only want us to know he is one with power?
当然神能把他捏死。
Truly, God can just strangle him.
神创造他，神能毁掉他。
God created him, God can destroy him.
他是神。
Because he is God.
没有问题的。
There's no problem with that.
But thank the
Lord. 你
看见神不光让人知道他的能力。
You see, God not only shows us His might.
神要让人知道他的智慧。
God wants us to know His wisdom.
而且是百般的智慧。
And in His manifold wisdom.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？神不光是有能力的神。
God is not only a God of might.
神也是有智慧的神。
God is also a God of wisdom.
神希望人家。也是有智慧的神。
God also wants to show us He is the God of wisdom.
神巴不得让整个的所有的我创造万物，一面认识他的能力，也认识他的智慧。
God wants all His creation, His creatures to know His power and His wisdom.
所以现在你看见吗？神要来说，要有光就有了。
Now you see, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
当然，现在他需要把恐龙赶出去。
Of course, now He has to cast out the dinosaurs.
他需要借着审判来清理这个。
Through judgment, he has to cleanse this earth.
到了一个时候，神说要有光，就有了光。
When God said, "Let there be light," there was light.
然后地球的温度慢慢就降下来。
And then the temperature of the earth decreased.
然后天上面的水跟下面的水就分开。
And then the waters divided.
然后到第四天，你看太阳就很明亮的就照进来了。
And then on the fourth day, you're able to see the light was able to shine forth.
那么弟兄姊妹，你看等到最后的时候
，At the end, you can see.
你看见神要做一件事。
God is to do one thing.
神有一件事他要做。
There's one thing he has to do.
结果他要创造人。
He wanted to create a man.
他要创造另外一个受造之物。
He is to create another created being.
神不直接用创造物的地位、创造者的地位来对付受造者。
Not only does God want to deal with the created on the position as the creator.
他要用另外一个受造者来对付这一些受造者。
He wants another created being, another creature to deal with the creator.
所以弟兄们，等到这些被创造的人。
So brothers and sisters, we the created man.
他们能站在神的这一边。
When we're able to stand on God's side.
他们能完全的顺服神。
When we completely submit to God.
结果就叫撒旦蒙羞。
We're able to shame Satan.
到了这个时候。
At that time.
你看见因着这些人站在了神的这一边。
Those who stand on God's side.
到了最后的时候。
At the very end.
你看见撒旦就完全被解决。
You're able to see Satan is completely dealt with.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
这就为什么有伊甸园的故事。
That is why there's the story of the Garden of Eden.
这就为什么神说要有光就有光。
That is why God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
现在神要把地球重新整理过。
Now as God rearranges the earth.
然后把人就放在伊甸园里。
And then He places man in the Garden of Eden.
不要忘记。
Do not forget.
这个地还是受过审判。
This earth was still judged.
不过现在重新整理过。
Yet now He has been rearranged.
那么就在这个整个的大地上。
And on this whole land.
仍旧是敌人的领土。
It is still the occupied land. of the enemy. It is enemy territory. It is still Satan who has dominion over it. You cannot see the dinosaurs. You do not see the giant crocodiles. But do not forget, when Adam and Eve was placed in the Garden of Eden, God told them to dress and to keep. Why do they have to keep? You see, there is something that will come in. Do not let it in. Brothers and sisters, the land is still a dangerous land. This land is still filled with terror. Because even at the beginning, Satan is a murderer. We must know that. It is Satan who is the inventor of terrorism. When the whole land was filled with dinosaurs, you can see this was truly a land filled with absolute terror. Man cannot deal with those beings. Man will not exist under that circumstance. But thank the Lord, after the 6 days of God's work, on this land, God has divided a piece of land. And this place is called the Garden of Eden. There it is, paradise. All the other places is still enemy territory. In other words, in the enemy's territory, you're able to see God has drawn out a piece of land and called it paradise. After man was created, not only was he to keep, to dress, but he was to keep. In other words, it means there may be other things that come in. Indeed, Genesis chapter
3,
the scriptures tell us, in all the creation of God, the serpent was cunning above all things. It is very amazing now. You don't know how the serpent came into the Garden of Eden. It may be outside the Garden of Eden. When the dinosaurs roamed the land, it is normal. When the crocodiles roamed the land, it was normal. It is normal for the serpent to be on the earth. But keep it. Now Adam and Eve ought to be that wall. Because there's no wall to the Garden of Eden. Why did God create Adam and Eve? When you have the people, you have the wall. You're able to keep the serpent out. The serpent cannot come in. If it comes in, you know how to deal with it. Brothers and sisters, do you know? It is very clear now. God is able to, wants to create another created being. When that creature is in one heart with God, when they all stand together, you're able to see at the end, God will gain glory. At the end, Satan will be shamed. At that time, God is able to strangle him. God is able to cast him to the lake of fire. That is the story of Genesis. But brothers and sisters, before God strangles him, God wants to teach his angels. Did the Bible not tell us? It is through the church. It is so the angels, the principalities, and the dominions know the manifold wisdom of God. Brothers and sisters, if they did not sin, Adam and Eve can be fruitful and multiply. They will fill the land. What does that mean? At the very beginning, it is the Garden of Eden. There is the presence of God. There is the glory of God. The life is there. There is the tree of life and the river of life. Brothers and sisters, if they truly partook of the fruit of the tree of life, you can see the overcoming life will be in them. They're able to face Satan. And they're able to overcome Satan. Brothers and sisters, you're able to see then the Garden of Eden is the victorious land.
哪里有乐园，哪里就得胜的地方。
Wherever there's paradise, there is victory.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
全地都沦陷了,
when the whole earth land has fallen,
神旨意不能够通行的,
the will of God cannot be done.
但是神能够行走在园中,
but God is able to walk in the garden.
神旨意能够行走在伊甸园里面,
His will is able to be done in the Garden of Eden.
如果亚当夏娃真的吃了生命树的果子,
if truly Adam and Eve ate of the fruit of the tree of life, not only that, they still must be fruitful and multiply. Why?
从圆心慢慢要达到圆周的,
it is only at the center, then you expand to the border.
你看见现在整个地球只有一块地方是干净的,
now you can see only in the whole land there's only one place that's clean.
现在所有地方都沦陷了，这个地方变得自由区了,
all the other places have fallen, but only at this place there's freedom.
神的旨意在伊甸园里面能够通行，好像在天上一样,
the will of God can be done in the Garden of Eden as it is in heaven.
现在地球上有一个地方很像天堂,
now there's a place on earth just like in heaven.
你不是到天堂才 才是天堂,
not only is it heaven in heaven, but in the Garden of Eden it is heaven.
神在哪里，哪里就是天堂。
Wherever God is, that is the heaven.
神不在哪里，哪里就是地狱。
Wherever God is not, that is hell.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗?
Now you can see
伊甸园外面都是地狱，伊甸园里面就是天堂。
Outside of the Garden of Eden it is hell, but inside of the Garden of Eden it is heaven.
但是不要忘记,
but do not forget,
神要亚当生养众多。
God wants Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply.
你看见吗？虽然起初只是伊甸园,
you can see at the beginning it is only the Garden of Eden, but that is only the beginning. God wants to begin there. His victory, his triumph will expand and expand. His authority will continue to expand. What did John say to Adam? God say to Adam and Eve, you must be fruitful and multiply. Not only the Garden of Eden, but you can see all the descendants fill the land. If they ate the fruit of the tree of life, the light within is just the light of Christ. Our life will be the life of Christ. And this life overcomes the world. This life overcomes the flesh. And this life overcomes temptation over Satan. Dear brothers and sisters, no matter where we go, we have the authority of God with us. Now the whole land is under the hand of Satan. When these people who have life, when they fill the land, the Bible says you must subdue the land.
弟兄明白吗?
Brothers and sisters, you understand at that time, all the land will be subdued. Why would be Satan done away with? Now God is able to retrieve the lost land in Satan's hand. Just like Psalm says,
神啊, 耶和华,
how excellent is thy name in all the earth.
弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters, at that time, man is able to reign for God.
那这如果掌权的话,
if we reign,
这个国是什么国呢?
What is this kingdom?
这个国我们读一下好不好?
Let us read about this kingdom.
那就是马太福音,
that is the Gospel of Matthew.
25章,
Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音,
Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25, verse 34.
于是王要向那右边的说，你们这蒙福的，我父赐福的，可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。
Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
这里有个国,
there is a kingdom here.
圣主怎么说呢?
What does the scripture say?
是在创造亚当夏娃创世以来为他们预备的。
It was prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
不要忘记,
do not forget,
这个不是创立世界以前所预备的国。
This is not the kingdom before the creation of the world.
那个是为着基督徒预备的。
That is prepared for the Christians. Even before the foundation of the world, God has chosen us. This kingdom is the heavenly kingdom. heavenly kingdom.
在创立世以前就为我们预备的。
This kingdom is prepared for us from the foundation of the world.
但是有一个国是为亚当预备的。
There is a kingdom that is prepared for Adam.
那个是创立世界以来为你们所预备的国。
This is a kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
如果人类不堕落的话,
if man did not fall,
如果人吃生命树的果子的话,
if man ate the fruit of the tree of life,
现在你明白吗?
Do you understand?
很清楚的,
very clearly.
结果你看他们遍满地面,
they're able to fill the land.
他们无论到什么地方,
no matter where they went,
他们就把那个被散就你看他们就把神的权柄就在哪里,
they're able to express God's authority there.
所以他们就从撒旦的手里就把失去的领土
from the hand of the enemy, we're able to retrieve the land
of
God. And when this
happened,
the will of God will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and
sisters,
this is the prayer the Lord teaches us to pray.
现在你明白吗?
Now you understand.
这就是神,
you know now why God prepared the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园给我们看见, 这是你看，这是开始。
The Garden of Eden shows us that is the beginning.
最后，你看神要完全得胜。
At the end, God will have complete victory.
最后，你看神要从敌人的领土里面夺回所有属乎神自己的。
At the end, you're able to see God has taken back all that belongs to Him.
然后，神的国就从永远一直到永远。
Then the kingdom of God will be from eternity to eternity.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
这个伊甸园和神的宝座发生关系。
This Garden of Eden has to do with the throne of God.
人的创造和神的宝座发生关系。
Man's creation, the creation of man has to do with the throne of God.
我们乃是为着神的创造。
For we are created for God.
我们乃是为着神的荣耀而创造。
We are created for the glory of God.
等到神从撒旦手下夺回所有失去。
When God is able to regain what has been lost, and then He's able to teach all the angels and show them the manifold wisdom of God. Unfortunately, Adam and Eve fell.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord. Through the Lord Jesus Christ and His work on the cross, today we have been saved by grace. Each one of us have the life of Christ.
所以明白吗?
Now do you understand?
我们每一个蒙恩的基督徒,
each one of us Christians saved by grace. God has brought us back to the Garden of Eden. Now we begin with the story of the Garden of Eden. Now we know there are four rivers in the Garden of Eden.
对不起，到十点半是吧？ Okay, 好。那么现在我们如果仔细地读圣经的话，
now if we read the Bible carefully,
你看见伊甸园有四条河，
you know there are four rivers in the Garden of Eden.
我们好不好看一下？
Now we can take a look at that.
创世纪，
Genesis
第二章，
Chapter 2
第十节，
Verse 10，
有河从伊甸流出来， 滋润那园子， 从那里分为四道。
And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from whence it was parted and became into four heads.
第一道名叫比顺， 就是环绕哈菲拉全地的， 在那里有金子。
The name of the first is Pison, and it is it which compassed the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold.
并且那里的金子是好的， 在那里有珍珠。
And the gold of that land is good. There is beldium and the onyx stone.
第十四节, 第三道河名叫西底节。
Verse 14, the name of the third river is Hiddekel.
留在亚述的东边, 第四道河就是伯拉河。
That is which goes toward the east of Assyria, and the fourth river is Euphrates.
我们知道伊甸园呢, 一共有四条河。
We know there are four rivers in the Garden of Eden.
那么伊甸园到底在什么地方呢?
Now, where is the Garden of Eden?
伊甸园是个实实在在的地方。
The Garden of Eden is truly a real place.
这里告诉我们只有两条河现在还在。
Here, what it tells us, only two rivers exist.
那就今天还在。
Today, there are two rivers that still exist.
一个是第三条河，就是西底结河。
One is the third river, which is Hiddekel.
这个就是今天的底格里斯河。
And this is the river
Tigris
River.
那么，然后这个第四条河伯拉河就是今天的幼发拉底河。
And the fourth river is the Euphrates River.
所以你看见这个伊甸园乃是四条河流过的地方。
You can see the Garden of Eden. These four rivers pass through the Garden of Eden.
那么有两条河，我们都知道，如果幼发拉底河跟底格里斯河流过，那就是今天伊拉克的地方。
Now we know where these two rivers of Euphrates and Tigris flow through. It is Iraq of today.
如果今天大家把伊拉克打开的话，你就知道有两条河，一条是尤伯拉底河，一条是底格里斯河。
Now if you know, if you open up Iraq today, there are these two rivers, the Tigris and the Euphrates.
尤伯拉底河最大的城市巴比伦。
Now the biggest city along the Euphrates is Babylon.
尼底格里斯河最大的城市尼尼微。
Now the biggest city along the Tigris is Nineveh.
你看后来这两道河都是逼迫神的百姓。
You're able to see these two rivers are the people who persecute the people of God.
The
people of the river.
No. 这两条河是逼迫，这两条河是逼迫神的百姓。
These two rivers persecute the people of God.
所以这个是逼迫神的儿女的。
Now they persecute the children of God.
所以你记不记得后来以色列人被掳
？Now if you remember, after the Israelites were in exile,
被掳
，they were in captivity.
那最早的时候是被掳到亚述去。
The first time,
十个支派被掳到亚述。
The first time the 10 tribes were in captivity in Assyria.
那就是今天的伊拉克的北边。
And that is northern Iraq today.
亚述的首都就是尼尼微。
Now the capital of Iraq is Nineveh.
No. Capital of Assyria.
The capital of the Assyrians are Nineveh.
这是尼尼微。
That is Nineveh.
那么然后呢，这个巴比伦呢，就是伊拉克的南部。
And the Babylon is the southern part of Iraq.
所以后来以色列人两个支派就被掳到，就以色列两个支派后来就被掳到了巴比伦，那就是伊拉克的南部。
And the last two tribes of the Israelites was in captivity in the southern part of Iraq, that is in Babylon.
所以你现在能明白，凡是这两条河流过的地方，向来是逼迫神百姓。
Therefore, you're able to realize wherever these two rivers flow through, they are that's where the people of God is persecuted.
难怪今天你看伊拉克的故事的时候，伊拉克的故事的时候。
That's why today when you read the story of Iraq,
就叫你想起圣经里面的故事。
It causes us to recall the story of the Bible.
所以在伊甸园当初最早不是逼迫的，最早乃是叫人快乐的。
At the beginning, it is not persecution, it's to cause joy to man.
你看这两条河乃是要把神的旨意带进来的。
These two rivers was to bring in the will of God.
这个两条河所流过的范围乃是 paradise, 乃是乐园。
The where these two rivers encompass and flow through is paradise.
但是还有两条河不见了。
Yeah, there are two rivers that are not seen.
那两条河不知道到什么地方去。
We don't know where those two rivers go.
不过它实实在在有这么两条河。
But truly, these two rivers existed.
前不久的时候。
Not too long ago.
科学家们终于找到第一条河。
The scientists found the first river.
第一条河叫做比逊河。
Now the first river is Pison.
他们怎么找到这条河的
？How did they find this river?
你知道他们在科威特的附近，在库威特附近。
Now they in the region of Kuwait.
特别快到波斯湾的时候。
It is near the Persian Gulf.
结果他们找到一些软石，一些椭圆的石头。
Now they found some round stones.
那么这些石头向来是一定经过河流才有这些石头的。
Only when there's river that flows through, you can find these round-shaped stones.
所以他们就问说，这些石头从什么地方来的
？So they question where did these river stones come from?
如果你能找到从哪里来，你就能找到那条河不见的那条河。
If you find where these stones come from, you find the missing the lost river.
所以他们就到了沙特阿拉伯。
So they went to Saudi Arabia.
你知道沙特阿拉伯有两个城，一个是麦加，一个是马迪纳，一个麦迪纳。
Now you know there are two cities in Saudi Arabia. One is Mecca and one is Medina.
那在麦地那附近有一座山。
Now there is this mountain near Medina.
结果在那个山上，他们找的石头跟这个石头是一模一样的。
On this mountain, they found the stones exactly the same as these round stones.
那就告诉我们，有一条河应该从麦地那附近的山一直流到库威特，然后流到海里面去。
Therefore, we're able to come to the conclusion that there must this river from the mountain near Medina all the way down to and flow out the Persian Gulf.
所以他们要证明这件事是真的。
To prove this is correct.
所以他们就到 NASA 照了许多的照片，在太空里面照对地上照了很多很多的照片。
So they went to NASA and took a lot of photographs from space.
所以他们特别找到沙特阿拉伯那个地方从太空照出来的照片。
Especially they got the photographs from taken from space of Saudi Arabia.
结果发现有一条河根本就埋在沙漠的底下。
They discover there is a river that has been buried by the desert.
那从前在伊甸园，它是留在上面，现在呢跑到沙漠底下去。
Now the Garden of Eden, when during that time it flowed on the surface, now it's under the desert.
人堕落，地就受了咒诅了。
When man fell, the land was cursed.
受了咒诅，就长出荆棘和蒺藜来。
And when it was cursed, there was thistles and thorns.
所以说咒诅的地方就变成沙漠了。
And so this cursed land became the desert.
所以你看，有一条河就跑到地底下去了，就跑到沙漠底下去了。
To see a river went underground, it went below the desert.
你从外头看上去的话
when you look from above,
虽然它在地底下流过的
even though it has flowed below the ground,
到底它所流过的地方那个水啊，就影响了，就渗透到沙里面去
And so, even though it flowed underground, the water affected the sand.
所以你从外头看呢、啊，那个凡是流过那个沙的颜色跟旁边颜色不一样的
You're able to realize then the color of the sand will be different.Where the river flows through and the sand next to it.
深一点的颜色。
It is a little deeper. The color is deeper.
所以现在大家相信了，这个应该就是圣经里面的基地伊甸园里的比顺河。
So they believe this is the river mentioned in the Bible, the first river Pison.
但是你要证明它的确是比顺河。
But to prove it's truly this river.
因为圣经说，如果你沿着比顺河走的话
，If you follow this river,
你会找到金子。
You will find gold.
而且那个地方叫哈菲拉。
And that place is called Havila.
所以你要问圣经哈菲拉。
You must ask then, where's Havilah?
那第二呢？如果这是真的一条河的话
，If truly this is the river,
那么能不能找到金子
？Can you find gold?
能不能找到玛瑙
？Can you find the stones?
那玛瑙。
The beldium.
然后能不能找到珍珠
？And can you find the onyx stone?
那珍珠。
The pearl.
所以你看见吗？现在一共有三样东西。
Now you see these three things.
一个是金子。
One is gold.
一个珍珠。
One is pearl.
一个宝石。
One is the onyx stone, the precious stone.
所以等到他真的，所以你看见等到你看科学家们真的去沿着这个附近去看有没有这些东西的。
So the scientists went about this areas to find if they can find these materials.
果然离开麦地那不远，他们找到金子。
Truly, not far away from Medina, they found gold.
而且是好的金子。
And it was good gold.
那么果然也有珍珠，果然也有这些东西。
And truly, there was pearls, and there are these materials.
那最奇妙，你如果读圣经中的哈菲拉的话。
What is amazing is when you read the Havilah that's in the Bible.
Havilah 就是指着沙地阿拉伯那块地方说的。
The gold is the Havilah is speaking.
Havilah 就是指着沙地阿拉伯那一带。
Havilah speaking of the region of Saudi Arabia.
所以从这个地方你看见，果然这个应该就是伊甸园里那条河。
Therefore, you're able to come to the conclusion this is indeed the river and the river of the Garden of Eden.
所以现在你能够想象到伊甸园大概就是在伊拉克南部靠近往波斯湾站波斯湾那一带应该就是圣经里面的伊甸园。
You're able to come to the conclusion that the southern part of Iraq.To the Persian Gulf, that should be the region of the Garden of Eden.
所以很多弟兄们现在很兴奋呢，希望什么时候这个伊拉克平静下来呢，我们有机会去参观伊甸园的旧址。
Therefore, many brothers and sisters are very excited when it is quieted down in Iraq. We can go and visit the remains, remnants of Garden of Eden.
你能看巴比伦，也能看尼尼微，然后一直到北边去。
We're able to go visit Babylon and Nineveh and go north.
所以在这里给我们看见说，伊甸园实实在在就是在中东的那一块地方。
Indeed, we're able to see the Garden of Eden is in the Middle East region.
人类的历史从中东开始的。
The history of man began in the Middle East region.
人类历史也从中东结束。
It is also there where it will end.
人类历史从幼发拉底河开始的。
The history of man began with the Euphrates River.
人类历史也从幼发拉底河结束的。
It will also end there.
到了第六个号的时候
When the sixth trumpet sounds,
你看见幼发拉底河附近有四个使者被捆绑被释放然后呢你看见三分之一的人就倒下了
You can see at the sixth trumpet there will be four messengers that will be set free and one third of the people will die
然后最后到了第六个晚的时候你看幼发拉底就干掉了为东方的诸王预备道路
And then you can see on the sixth bowl, when the river of Euphrates will dry, it will set the path for the kings of the east.
然后就是哈米吉顿战争。
It will be the battle of Armageddon.
人类最后的一次大战。
It is the last great battle in man's history.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and
sisters. 你如果仔细读圣经的话。
When you read the Bible in detail.
你要看见人怎么开始，人类怎么结束。
You'll see the beginning of man and the end of man.
当神把人放在伊甸园的时候。
When God placed man in the Garden of Eden.
你知道神的目的是什么？
Do you know what God's purpose is?
神要从这里开始他的工作。
It is from there God will begin His work.
那你说他的工作是什么工作？
Now you question what is God's work?
当然是从伊甸园开始。
Of course, it begins with the Garden of Eden. But it is only the plain.
神最后的目的,
what is God's final purpose?
要把它变成立体的,
it will be erected. It will be dimensional.
Solid.
And it will be solid.
变成 three-dimensional. 本来是 two-dimensional, 现在变成 three-dimensional.
It is from two-dimensional to become three-dimensional.
本来是平面的, 现在变成立体的。
It is just the plain. Now it is solid.
所以弟兄, 你怎么知道呢?
Brothers and sisters, how do we know that?
因为你看见说在创世纪的它是个平, 是个一体的。
Because in Genesis, we're able to see the Garden of Eden is a plain.
结果到了新天新地的时候。
But in new heaven and new earth.
你看在旧天旧地的里面有一片的地方叫做伊甸园。
You can see in the old heaven and old earth, there is this piece of land, the Garden of Eden.
在新天新地里面。
In new heaven and new earth.
有一个范围叫做新耶路撒冷。
There is this boundary, it is the new Jerusalem.
那么这个新耶路撒冷不要忘记了。
Now do not forget this new Jerusalem.
和伊甸园刚好是相对的。
It is a comparison, symmetry of the Garden of Eden. One is a plain.
伊甸园是平面的，结果你看见耶路撒冷是立体的。
The Garden of Eden is a plain, but the city of the New Jerusalem is solid.
伊甸园是一座花园。
You can see it is a garden in the Garden of Eden.
结果到了新耶路撒冷，你看见变成一个花园的城。
But in the New Jerusalem, you see it is a garden city.
所以弟兄姊妹，好像今天的新加坡一样。
So brothers and sisters, just like Singapore of today.
它不光是一座城，而且是一座花园。
Not only is it a city, it is also a garden.
结果有一天你要看见。
One day you'll see.
在所有的新天新地里面有一个特别的地方。
In the new heaven and new earth, there is a special place.
所有蒙恩得救的人都在里面。
All those who are saved by grace are there.
但是不要忘记。
Do not forget.
那个权柄是一直达到整个新天新地。
That authority is throughout the new heaven and new earth.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
你看见吗？这个证明说神的工作是从伊甸园开始。
You can see then it proves that the work of God starts with the Garden of Eden.
时间，然后把它变成立体的，最后建造成耶路撒新耶路撒冷。
Through time, it will become a solid, and it will become the New Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and
sisters, 现在你明白吗？
Now you understand.
从花园变成花园城。
It is from the garden to the garden city.
那么这个城怎么建造起来？
And how is the city built?
如果你沿着伊甸园的河走的话，
If you go along the rivers of the Garden of
Eden, 你找到金子。
You'll find the gold.
你找到宝石。
You'll find the pearl. And you can see these are the materials for the New Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你看见这证明说神最后的目的。
This proves to us the final purpose of God.
是从伊甸园开始。
Begins with the Garden of Eden.
但是这不过是开始。
That is only the beginning.
你需要接受耶稣基督做你的生命。
You must accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your life.
生命树的果子。
You must partake of the fruit of the tree of life.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
然后生养众多。
And then we will be fruitful and multiply.
然后把神的权柄带到每一个地方。
And then we'll bring the authority of God throughout the land.
然后经过时间神的工作。
And then through time, through the work of God.
最后你看见一座有根基的城终于出现在宇宙的。
At the end, you will see a city with foundations that will come about in the universe.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
亚伯拉罕在帐篷里面等着一个做有根基的城。
Abraham in the tent. He was waiting for a city with foundations.
圣经说就是神所经营所建造的。
It says that which city is God is the architect and the builder.
神从第一天就要完成这个新耶路撒冷。
Even from the first day, God is to complete this Jerusalem.
但是很可能人失败了。
But man fell.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
你看主终于得着我们这一班跟随他的人。
You're able to see now God has gained us as a group of people who follow him.
如果我们跟随圣灵的水流。
So if we follow the flow of the Holy Spirit.
你就会找到金子。
You're able to find gold.
金子是神的性情。
Now gold is the nature of God.
你就会找到珍珠。
You're able to find the pearl.
珍珠是死里出来的生命。
Now pearl is the life that is resurrected from death.
你看见那个一个水族它受了刺激，沙受了刺激了。
Now you're able to see the pearl has been impacted by the sand.
一个 sea creature.
The sea creature that's
这个当它被沙攻击的时候。
That when it's attacked by the sand.
结果它不是把沙推出去的。
They do not reject the sand.
它把沙包容。 冲进来。
That it takes in the sand.
然后再包容。
And then more.
他虽然受了许多的伤害。
Even though it is harmed greatly.
最后一个生命长出来。
But at the end, a life comes about.
那个生命从死里出来的生命。
And this is a life that has come from death.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这就是珍珠。
This is the pearl.
你看见，如果我们跟随圣灵的水。
If you see, we follow the flow of the Holy Spirit.
这个生命要在我们里面长大。
This life in us will grow.
结果在新耶路撒冷里面。
In the New Jerusalem.
那就是一道门。
That is a gate.
你看今天有的人说门都没有。
Today you say, where's the door? There's no gate.
为什么没有门呢？
Why is there no gate?
没有珍珠。
There's no pearl.
如果我们是珍珠的话，
If we are the pearl,
人就可以从这里进到神的面前。
Man is able to enter through that gate before the presence of God.
你看这就是今天伊甸园的故事。
So that is the story of the Garden of Eden.
圣灵的水已经在那里运行。
Now the water of the Holy Spirit is flowing.
你要顺服圣灵的工作。
We must submit to the working of the Holy Spirit.
结果你找到金子。
Then you find gold.
结果你找到珍珠。
Then we'll find the pearl.
你也找到宝石。
And we're able to find the precious
stones. 你看那个宝石不知道经过多少的高热和高压。
Now you can see how much pressure, how much heat the precious stones go through.
结果终于成功了。
And then it is finished.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个难道叫我们更属灵吗？
Will this make us more spiritual?
不是的。
No.
你看见神在我们上有个目的。
You see there's a purpose of God upon us.
我们这些人都是平面的。
We are all in a plane.
你看从来不是一座城的。
We are never a city.
但是只有神能把我们建造成为一座城。
But God is able to build us into that city.
那就是新耶路撒冷。
And that is the New Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
这是神永远的旨意。
That is the eternal will of God.
结束以前，我告诉你们一个真实的故事。
Now before I end, I'll tell you a true story.
你如果到巴西去的话。
If you go to Brazil,
有一座城你一定要参观的。
There is a city that you must visit.
那就是 capital Brasilia.
And that is the capital.Brasilia.
这个巴西利亚本来没有这座城。
Now originally the city did not exist.
它是在巴西最中心的地方。
It is in the central part of Brazil.
本来是一片空旷，什么也没有。
It is desolate there. It's barren, nothing.
但是后来呢，从没有就变成了一座城。
But later, from nothing, it became a city.
那最早的一个建筑师来到了那里。
Now, at the very beginning, architect went there.
那个时候还没有一座城。
There was no city there yet.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
那一座城已经在他脑子里面。
That city is already in his mind.
你看见没有？
Do you see that?
没有多久以后。
Not long later.
根据他脑海里面的那一座城。
According to the city in his mind.
他就把它画下来。
He drew it out.
那就是个蓝图。
That is the blueprint.
你有那个蓝图什么蓝图呢？
What is the blueprint?
在他蓝图上面。
Upon the blueprint.
是一座747的飞机。
There is a 747 jet.
那么这是他整个的计划。
And that is his plan.
所以整个的城啊，要像747那个飞机一模一样的。
And so in his blueprint, his plan is just like a 747 plane.
那么总统在哪里呢？
Where is the president?
总统就在驾驶座那个地方。
Now the president is at the pilot seat.
所以如果大家今天有机会到巴西利亚去的话，
So if you have a chance to visit Brasilia,
你可以看见说那座城就是按照这个蓝图把它盖起来。
You're able to see the city is built according to the blueprint.
你坐直升飞机，你看下面整个好像一个喷射机一样，747喷射机一样。
And so when you see from the helicopter, you can see the city is like a jumbo jet.
所以现在等到他要把这个城盖起来的时候，
Now when he is to build the city,
你看刚开始很明显的就沿着那个整个这个飞机地方就盖了很多很多的树。
And so, according to the blueprint of a plane, he started building.
本来没有树，那个、
There's no trees.
本来没有树，现在盖了很多的树。
And he planted trees along that outline.
那个树就刚好是顺着那个样子把它盖下来，盖出来。
And he built the trees. He planted the trees according to the outline of the
plane. 那个时候你看一看，根本是一片花园的。
When you see, it is just a plane.
但是你再忍耐一下。
But have some patience.
然后所有的房子就沿着这些树慢慢就盖起来了。
And then the houses along the trees began to be built.
到了最后的时候。
At the end,
巴西利亚这座城终于盖起来了。
The city of Brasilia is built.
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
在那个城没有盖起来以前，
Before the city was built,
那是永远，那个等于过去的永远。你看见那个旨意就在那个人的心思。
That is like eternity past. That thought, that mind is in the person's head.
然后根据那个蓝图，
And according to the blueprint,
你看见最后，你看终于那个城盖起来。
At the end, at the very end, you're able to see the city was built.
所以是以弗所书告诉我。
So Ephesians tells us.
在创立世界以前。
Before the foundation of the world.
你看在神的脑海里面已经有了个旨意。
You're able to see this will is already in the mind of God.
他已经有了新耶路撒冷。
He already has The New Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？根据那个蓝图，
according to that blueprint，
结果他就把人放在伊甸园里面。
As a result, he placed man in the Garden of Eden.
是在敌人的领土里面。
It is in the enemy's territory.
你记不记得主耶稣钉十字架？
Do you remember when our Lord Jesus was crucified?
他们说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
They say crucify him, crucify him.
结果五旬节教会诞生怎么诞生的？
How was the church born on the day of Pentecost?
是在敌人领土里面诞生的。
It is upon the enemy's territory.
稀奇不稀奇？
Is that amazing or not?
120
people.
你看见现在他们所在的地方就是天国所在的地方。
You can see where they are. That is the kingdom of heaven.
连耶路撒冷。
That is in Jerusalem.
应该神所拣选的大城。
That is in the great city that God has chosen.
结果他们就是定他世界，定他世界。
But that is where they say, "Cry out, crucify him, crucify him."
你看全世界都跟着撒旦走了。
Now a whole world is following Satan.
结果你看见撒旦终于伤了主耶稣的脚跟。
But you can see that the Satan has bruised his heel.
好像主耶稣失败了。
It seems like the Lord Jesus failed. But thank God, on the day of Pentecost, you are able to see 120. The Holy Spirit baptized them into one body. They brought heaven to earth. It is filled with darkness. But where the church is, it is just like the Garden of Eden. Now you see, they flow according to the water of the Holy Spirit. You are able to see the gold.
珍珠产生了,
you are able to see the pearls.
宝石产生了,
you are able to see the precious stones.
这就是大初期的教会,
and that is the church in the early
church.
The Holy Spirit continues his work today.
神的目的是什么?
What is the purpose of God?
神的目的就是那座有根基的城,
the purpose of God is that city with foundation.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, now you understand.
当你读创世纪的时候,
when you read Genesis,
你看有伊甸园,
you see the Garden of Eden.
有生命河,
there is the river of life.
又生命水,
there is the tree of life.
有金子,
there is gold.
有玛瑙,
there is pearls.
有珍珠,
there is the precious stones.
到了启示录的时候,
and when you read Revelation,
你看在新天新地里面,
you're able to see in this new heaven and new earth.
看见有一座城,
you see the city.
本来是花园,
it was a garden.
现在变成花园,
now it is garden city.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
如果顺着那个水流往上走的话,
and if we follow the river upward,
一定带到神的宝座,
it will be led to the throne of God.
这就是耶路撒冷,
this is the new Jerusalem.
是耶路撒冷只有三样东西,
there are only three things as that make up the New Jerusalem. There's gold.
金子,
that's gold.
玛拿,
that's the pearls.
玛瑙, 金子, 宝石, 还有珍珠,
that is the gold, the precious stones, and the pearls.
所以弟兄姊,
so, brothers and sisters,
最后你看见说,
at the end, you're able to see
神终于得胜了,
that God is finally victorious. All those outside the city, those liars, they are cast into the lake of fire.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊,
so, dear brothers and sisters,
当你比较创世纪跟启示录,
when we compare Genesis and Revelation,
怎么能看不见神永远的旨意?
How are we not able to see the eternal will of God?
所以但愿主对我们说话,
may the Lord speak to us.
我们低头祷告,
let's bow for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们把这些话恭敬地交在你手里。
Lord, respectfully we commit these words to you.
我们求你圣灵做翻译的工作。
We ask the Holy Spirit do his translation work.
但愿这一次你遇见我们。
May you meet us this time.
不让我们过去。
That we will not go away.
我们知道在座有许多年轻的弟兄姊妹。
We know there are many young brothers and sisters here.
他们在学校里读书。
In school as they study.
他们也许有一些圣经好像和科学有很大的冲突。
It seems like there is scripture that is contradictive to science.
但愿主你光照我们。
But Lord, enlighten us.
给我们看见你。
Let us show us your words have never wrong. Your creation is not wrong. You show us your eternal will. So that we can understand and know your eternal will. So that we can rise up and follow after
thee.
Listen to our prayer. In the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.